if that song was on K Earth, it would be Hex Buzzers. What are you doing to that microphone, buddy?
I'm trying to get it to be in the right position.
Whoa, hey!
You got to rebuild things when you come in on Monday.
That's true. I don't know what goes in and on here in the weekend.
JD, I can't imagine how they got it that way.
JD, I know that was
it was in knots.
Somebody was laying across the board here, I think, having a good time. JD, get JD on the phone. See what he was up to.
Sligo moonwalked at my house. That's all I'm going to say.
I did. I am a performing monkey, and if I go to someone's house and they say do a moonwalk, I do it.
I mean,
incredible, wasn't it?
Ish.
I mean, a couple people really thought, wait, Michael Jackson's back from the dead. Because there it is.
Right?
I was actually channeling, what's his face from Back to the Future, Marty McFly.
Of course
you were. Back to the Future 3 or whatever. When they're in the saloon. That was me.
Well, listen, it worked.
Yeah.
Well, it did work.
Won a lot of money from you guys for that. That was awesome.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Righto.
Give me five.
Yeah, kings and queens. So it can be band names, it can be in the song title, but it's got to have kings or queen in the title or whatever.
Can I tell you about a rest home happy hour that went south?
Nice.
Which I love. Your favorite and least favorite lyrics.
Mm.
We have to do this from time to time just to get it off our chest.
Yeah, I think Everclear, Father of Mine, leaps to mind. Mm. Some of the worst lyrics ever. Wow.
Who's Naked Now? People Are Dumb. And we've got tickets for Disneyland.
Yes, we do. We got four packs of tickets to be handing out. We're going to be doing that in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. And it's one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Park or California Adventure. And we'll give you a chance to win when you at least expect it between 4 and 5.
And we have tickets for the LA Kings as well.
That's right.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
That would be the latest from Dirty Honey coming home. Those guys are not anywhere near home. They are going to Australia right now. They just wrapped up in Budapest and Hungary and Vienna. Prague.
Wow.
Traveling the world right now, those L.A. humans, Dirty Honey there on Kill Us.
Let's talk about a Brinks robbery where a guy almost got his clothes taken off. This is almost Who's Naked Now. Very close.
Yeah.
It was a Brinks truck that got robbed. Here's the story.
It happened around 9:45 this morning. Irving police say a Brinks security guard was just doing his job. He was likely loading money from this ATM you see behind me into a bag when an armed suspect came up on him, demanded that he remove his clothes, and took off with a large sum of money.
Why does he want to see this guy naked?
One sentence doesn't fit in there.
Right? I'm guessing he's in his late 40s, kind of chunky sort of guard dude. I mean, I got to see this guy naked. And steal.
Removed his clothes.
Take everything off. What do you want to put him on? Is he going to do like a, you know, like all the sci-fi movies, all
this
the action
is all
movies?
All of the thoughts that went through my mind
right?
Until I heard exactly what it was.
All right, here we go.
You can see in this video, shot by an onlooker, the Brinks security guard face down on the ground while a man points a gun at his face. That suspect then pulls the pants and gun belt off the security guard.
Ow! Woo!
Right?
Yeah!
Sexy.
Mm, dang! I hope we got some video for this.
There is video.
Yes.
And it is funny because he's pulling off his pants, but he can't get it over his shoes.
Well, you know, you gotta take that shoes off? Yeah. Come on.
So it gets stuck on the shoes, and eventually the guard helps him.
Please don't. What?
Yeah.
Why?
Look, let me just help you get them off.
So he took the guard took his own high heels off to help.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice. His stilettos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Irving police say that was to make sure the security guard who was armed did not retaliate.
He gonna retaliate now, man. He's gonna find this guy someday. He's gonna retaliate up a storm.
I mean, it makes sense when you look at it that way.
I guess it's just a waste of time. I mean, what are you gonna do?
You take his gun. I don't know
take
why
his gun.
You have to take his pants.
Because it's hot. You know what I'm saying? But all robberies go this way from now on.
I need that cash and your pants as well.
I'll help you take that off. Yeah.
Irving police say the armed suspect then grabbed the duffel bag containing a large amount of money and took off. Police say by the time they were called, the suspect had already fled. Now, Irving police want you to take a look at these surveillance images of the suspect.
Why did I have to see that? This guy's butt. Whoa.
Now, let me tell you what's funny about this is that the picture of the suspect that they have is a guy wearing a mask and goggles.
Well, that's helpful.
And he's looking into the camera, but he's literally his entire face is covered.
So, you know, if you just happen to see someone with a mask and goggles,
right?
Just you please report to the police immediately.
Makes no sense at all.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
Have you seen the new Intuit Zone?
Intuit Dome?
Sorry, it's the new arena that the Clippers are moving into?
Nope.
It's in Inglewood.
Okay.
Kind of down by the Forum. Two teens in California broke into the unfinished $2 billion NBA arena in the middle of the night.
Two teams?
Teens.
Oh, teens. I was like, wow, a bunch of basketball players decided to break into this new place?
And play ball.
Okay.
The future home of the Clippers in Inglewood, California, they climbed an orange work ladder outside the construction grounds.
Right.
They strolled around the empty stadium's hallways and bleachers.
That would be so cool.
I would think so, too.
Wow.
Then they went down on the floor, which wasn't finished, mm-hmm. and shot some baskets.
Oh, man, of course you did.
Stood on some construction crates and tried to dunk it.
Sure.
Couldn't. and then they took fire extinguishers and for some reason sprayed it at the hoop. I don't know what
you
that
know, after a while, you got to start spraying the hoop. You know, I've found that that actually helps with your dunking if you spray the hoop. Chick Hearn used to talk about that.
I forgot to mention they were videotaping the whole thing and put it on TikTok and didn't hide their faces.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. They tend to frown on those kind of things. I mean, even when places are truly abandoned and left empty, they don't really care for that.
Right, but this is a brand new place. It's just about to, I think it's supposed to open later this year.
Oh, not now that
Billy Joel.
Those basketball hoops have been, you know, that's over.
They could face up to 6 months in county jail
kidding.
And a fine of up to $1,000.
Wow. So. Just for strolling around, having a look?
Yeah. They don't love that.
No.
They don't love that. So don't videotape yourself and then put it up on TikTok.
That's the main part of it.
Grandpa said videotape.
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
Why does that crack me up every time?
An entire yoga studio in Billings, Montana.
Oh, yeah, yoga. That's kind of fun.
Offers clothing optional class.
Yeah, they do.
It's called Bare Roots Yoga.
Excuse me. So it's all male. Is that it?
Bare Roots.
Okay.
And it says that they're interested in healing the whole self, not just the body.
Yeah.
So take off your clothes.
Yeah, and then, like, after you've done the downward dog, go in another room and do the downward dog. You know what I'm saying?
Here's her report.
There's a new type of yoga here in Billings. It's called Bare Roots Yoga, and it invites participants to bare it all in a clothing optional class.
Now, if I could just say for a second,
uh-huh.
What the only thing that's worse than being naked
mm-hmm.
is being naked in awkward positions.
Yes. I would think, yes.
Right?
Gosh, I would think, yes.
Like if I'm naked, do I want to do downward dog?
No.
I don't think so.
With someone you don't know.
At least
most of those people are at least, unlike most of the Who's Naked Now stories, these people are probably in fairly good shape. That's very unusual.
That's possible.
They're actually not wasted.
But still, my butt's white, dude.
Probably. We got to make sure that we're on very different days when we take these classes, man. You go on Tuesday, I'll go on Thursday, all right?
We're a yoga studio that's focused on wellness, not only fitness.
Yoga is nothing new here in Billings, from hot yoga to aerial.
Wow, they've had yoga there in Billings for
that's
a while.
Aerial. What is aerial yoga?
When you dress up like that Disney character and I don't know.
Areola?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's it.
There's several ways to partake, but this is a first. A clothing optional yoga class designed to boost body confidence, build community, and release trauma from the body.
She's pretty chill about it. And she doesn't even seem to care. You know, people are naked, and they come in here, and they release the body fluids or whatever.
She's just saying what she's being told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's with all these naked people. Have fun. Be excited. Go in and
how
say.
How do you feel about your body right
now? Yeah. That was pretty saggy stuff you got going on there. Are you in here to try and
improve
that? You
hoping to tighten it up?
It's an opportunity for people to really be part of something empowering and new in our Billings community.
They're all bored to death.
They are bored to death. And if I might also add,
mm-hmm.
they're all female.
Okay.
Because females are
better
than males.
Billings?
And the reason
Billings.
That this is not going to work is because there are males.
Yeah. No, totally, 100%.
I mean, come
on. Yep. I mean, the tights are pretty, you're pretty naked as it is.
It is pretty close.
I'm
you're
sure
right.
why you really need to take it. Not that I disapprove, but that they need to take it to that next level.
And the students say big poses help find big release.
Yeah!
Woo!
Are we
we still talking about yoga?
I don't think we are. Driving around Los Angeles, and I'm listening to that song. It's the naughty version, the explicit version of Mammoth WVHS.
Of course.
And I'm so tempted to play it sometimes.
Of course.
I'm going to play it here for you. I'm All Right from Wolf on KLOS.
Every once in a while, we have to do this topic because there's a lot here, and we have a lot of people who love, love, love music.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the best and worst lyrics.
Best and worst lyrics in music.
Yes.
Okay.
And we were just talking about a song the other day that you liked. I forget the name of it, but it's Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
Bullet with butterfly wings.
Yes.
Yeah.
That line is genius to me.
It's brilliant. But
I love it.
You.
I don't love his.
You have a problem with his voice.
I don't love his singing.
Yeah.
But that song is, that line is incredible.
Lyric is phenomenal. I would imagine almost everything Rage Against the Machine has to say you're pretty much on board with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not as poetic.
Right.
They're just more punchy in the face.
Right.
But, you know, poetic songs are like Elton John, Empty Garden.
Or anything by Pink Floyd.
Like anything by Pink Floyd,
pretty much everything Pink Floyd had to say in their music, the lyrics just really are perfect. Just
the Show Must Go On by Queen has, "My soul is painted like the wings of a butterfly. Fairy tales of yesterday will grow but never die."
That's nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Freddie. Then there's someone's knocking on the door, someone's ringing the bell.
Wings, Paul McCartney.
Someone's knocking on the door, someone's
Shut
ringing
up.
The bell. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Open the door
and
let him in.
Yeah, there you go.
And then it repeats.
Then is a list of people that might be at the front door.
Correct.
Sister
Susan, Brother John.
But you know it.
Come on.
As a 9-year-old or whatever, I loved that song.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, oh,
it
this is
always
great.
Drove me crazy because I was like, that's not...
What are you talking about?
Is this one of the guys that wrote Let It Be?
Right?
Is that possible?
Well, you know, he's just hanging out. He's just bringing in some cash.
Someone's knocking at the door. I'm sorry to everybody who
Seinfeld.
Loves that, but I can't.
No, you have to admit.
That
if
lyric.
You like that song, you have to admit the lyrics are like, come on, man.
Right.
Give it a little.
I
extra.
Like the song, but.
Yes.
Those give it a lyrics little more blow. Thought.
Yeah, yeah.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. We're looking for your favorite or least favorite lyrics from songs.
Yeah, we can go with the ones you can't stand, like New Radicals, You Get What You Give. I hated that song. With the aid of eight Dust Brothers, Beck, Hanson, Courtney Love, and Marilyn Manson, you're all fakes. Run to your mansions. Shut up. Just be quiet. Sit down.
Stop it.
Couldn't stand that song. It's so bad. But like I said, I mean, you know, anything from Pink Floyd, man. I listen to that with the headphones on. I'm just like, yeah, there you go, man. Time.
855-KLOS. Your favorite or least favorite lyrics?
Oh, I know some of your favorite lyrics. They're in this particular ditty here. This is, what is this exactly? You love this song. You love everything about it.
This is one golden moment.
One shining moment. One golden shower.
From the Final Four that's coming up, by the way, at the end of this month.
And they're going to play this again?
Yes!
They're still using this?
Yes!
Why?
I don't know. It's the worst. The ball goes up, and there you are. What are you? What?
You're running for your life.
Stop it.
All right. You're a shooting star, man.
Run that show someone shooting.
Oh,
yes,
that's cool.
So creative.
Oh. So not a big fan of that
right.
one. Huh?
I hate that. Yeah.
All right.
Lyrics that you love, lyrics that you hate. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about favorite lyrics or least favorite lyrics.
You know, people go to
955-KLOS.
Really long, a lot of work to pour their heart out into the songs, and then it gets played on the radio, and everyone's like, shut up, that's stupid. We hate you.
You know the Killers song, Human? I'm down on my knees searching for the answer. Are we human or are we dancer? I always thought.
Well, that's a quote. What is that from?
Seems dumb. So I asked them, and they said, we don't know. We don't know.
That's a quote for something, and I can't think of what it is offhand now. Anyways.
It's from the killer song, Human. What's wrong with you? All right, your favorite lyrics or least favorite? What do you got?
Favorite lyrics. Stone Temple Pilots, tripping on a hole in a paper heart.
Nice one, right? That is good.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Conan Sluggo, how are you?
Good, thank you. We're talking about your favorite or least favorite lyrics.
All right, least favorite lyrics. Blinded by the light.
Ripped up like a deuce? Another runner in the night? Yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, man, you know, because I never understood it as a kid. I was like, why are you talking about douches?
By the way, I thought that as a kid, too. Exactly what I thought. Why would the guy sing about douches?
Still
that's
love
weird.
That song, but yes.
Can I still say my favorite?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
It's from Let It Be, the Beatles, where he says, the movement you need is on your shoulder. favorite lyric of all time.
Right on.
That's very pretty cool. Great.
It is amazing how something just latches onto you and you just can't let it go, those words that they come up with.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. Favorite lyrics or least favorite lyrics?
My favorite lyric, the small one by Incubus, life is a roller coaster and I'm not strapped in.
Wow, that is good.
Love that.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Least favorite lyrics?
Or do you have one?
I don't have a least favorite.
No worries. Good for you.
You mentioned before we're pretty stupid. So
okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Favorite lyrics or least favorite?
I was thinking about White Stripes. When the doorbell, when you gonna ring it, when you gonna ring it. I think that one's really good.
I mean, it's there, and then you're gonna go up to the door. Why not ring it? Why are you standing around?
What are you thinking about? Okay, we agree with you.
Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Favorite lyrics, least favorite lyrics. Talking about the lyrics that we love and hate the most, I have a few more on my list.
Okay.
One is from Kid Rock. We were trying different things. We were smoking funny things.
Things, twice in a row. You're supposed to come up with a different word. Yeah. And then, you know, it's funny. Whenever we do play that, I just see Kevin over on the other side of the room just stewing. Just like, damn it.
And I love Oasis.
Sure.
And I love Champagne Supernova,
great song.
But slowly walking down the hall faster than a cannonball...
makes no sense.
...isn't great.
Well, let's see. Hall and ball rhyme. I guess we'll go with that.
Do you have another one that's not great?
Yeah. Hard to Handle by the Black Crowes. Like, there's not that many syllables in candle. Hey, little thing, let me lay to tentacles. I've been listening to that for a little... Man, I had to look up the lyrics several times to make sure I'm listening to it right. It just doesn't make any sense.
That's so funny. I've never caught that.
Yeah, Otis Redding, I think, kind of copped it out a little bit better. But yes, exactly.
That's fantastic.
They take their time with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Least favorite song lyric.
Yep.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
100% with you.
Couldn't agree more.
Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
You too. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle.
That is true. KLOS, hello.
Favorite lyric, Billy Idol. I sell my soul for you, babe, for money to burn with you, babe.
Yeah, I do love that line.
That is great.
I always love that line, actually, when it comes up. What about least favorite?
Layla, over and over, Layla.
All right, we know her name already.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for calling.
Awesome, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, least favorite or favorite lyrics?
It would be from Boston, the song Peace of Mind. All I want is my peace of mind.
And you're like, yeah, man, where can I purchase that? Where are they selling that these days?
Thank you for calling. We appreciate
it. Right on, dude. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have a favorite and a least favorite.
Yay.
All right, let's hear them.
Lay them on us.
Okay, least favorite is Like an Ocean, We Can Work It Out from Bad Religion.
Okay.
And my favorite, I've called before about this, is from Two Live Crew, Pop That Pussy. The line is, I like the way you lick that champagne glass. It makes me want to stick my in your ass.
Yeah.
That is pretty great.
Ding,
you're
ding,
right.
Ding, 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 ding,
you're
ding,
right,
ding,
to, you're right to call with that again.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite or least favorite lyrics. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I'm calling about my favorite lyrics.
Yes, what do you got?
It's Marilyn Manson, cocaine and Abel. I don't baptize whores. I'm a legend. I'm not a fable.
So that just really hits home for you. Who are you?
Kathy.
Kathy, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I think I want to hang out with her.
The best is Guns N' Roses, Coma. You guys never play it because it's so long, but it's, I wish you could see this because there's nothing to see. It's peaceful here, and it's fine with me.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That is pretty great.
Beautiful. Right on, man. Awesome.
Thank you,
man. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
We are the champions.
No. Really? That doesn't hit home? It doesn't stir anything in you?
There's something deep inside, but I think I've heard it so many times.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
I hear you. Yeah. What about favorite lyrics? Any favorite lyrics?
Oh, favorite. Anything. Like you said, anything Pink Floyd.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, go to the wall.
Yep.
Go anywhere.
Yep.
Pink Floyd, a jam.
Right on. Awesome. Thank you very much for calling.
Plus, you guys are making up. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah. I think the worst lyrics of all time have to be, I know for sure, ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, dong, dong.
You know, sometimes they're like, just what kind of, what strain did you have that day when you're writing?
That is certainly in the running for the worst. Yes, no question. Thank you, man.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I've got a favorite for you.
Let's hear it.
Once in a while, you get shown the light in the strangest of places if you look at it right.
Nice. What's that from?
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead. Nice.
I like that. That's nice.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hi. Favorite lyrics, Marilyn Manson, Deep Six. It's like a stranger had a key, came inside my mind, moving my things around.
That is good.
That is good.
A little too, I've been there too much. I understand that. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Pulled around and fell in love.
Yeah, that is good. I hate, when I was a kid, I hated that. He really bugged me because he was so cavalier. And then I'm like, oh, I get it. Sarcasm.
So cavalier.
I know. I was like, shut up, dude. I was like, Joe Walsh, too. Life's Been Good. I was like, man, this dude's a dick. And then I'm like, oh, I get it. I get older. I get it. Okay. Well, Pink Floyd lyrics got so much love. I thought, let's do a little Pink Floyd now on KLOS.
Absolutely.
Give me five.
Songs with kings
or queens.
Or queens.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be in the title necessarily.
Kings or queens.
Yeah, so you know, maybe they're singing about kings and queens. Maybe it's David Bowie. Queen bitch! Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS or on social
at Kevin and Sligo.
Today
is Gimme Five.
And it's
Kings and Queens.
Do you have a king and or a queen suggestion?
Hey, I want to hear the greatest Queen song ever written.
And it is?
ABBA's Dancing Queen.
I was thinking maybe this one from King Missile instead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, can we hear Kill the King by Rainbow?
Wow, nice one. Who's this?
This is Shirley from Mission Viejo.
Back to this before.
And you're annoying, man?
Yes.
Kill the king.
You got it. Rainbow.
Thank you.
It is either kings or queens, and give me five today. Kill the king from Rainbow there.
Tail Lights Fade on Twitter wants to hear Mountain, Mississippi Queen.
Hell yeah.
It is give me five songs about kings and queens.
And now Erica in Los Angeles suggested that one, and it's kind of weird because Erica in LA suggested that, while Eric Smith in Ohio suggested this one from Aerosmith. He said, kings and queens. Duh. Wrapping up the Gimme Five of Kings and Queens with Kings and Queens from Aerosmith. Well done, Jim, Eric.
Yes. We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Vancouver Canucks.
LA Kings!
That's right. It's a tie-in. It is tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. Or if you want to be caller 25, 818-955-KLOS, we can do some hockey slang.
You going to make them jump through some hoops, maybe do some moonwalking?
Just one hoop.
Okay.
Sluggo moonwalked at my house this weekend.
Yeah, on a dare, and I won a lot of money. I can't believe it. I don't know what I'm going to do with all this cash.
I think you won anything.
You said you were going to pay me today.
No, I didn't.
Damn it, dude. All right, be caller 25 right now so we can send you, if you can do the Kings slang.
Hockey slang,
yeah,
yes.
Thank you. Hey, KLOS, who's this?
Richard.
Richard, you're caller 25. You ready for some hockey slang?
Oh, yeah.
All right, what is cross-checking?
Cross-checking is when you're hitting the guy with the stick across the chest.
And where are your hands?
Your hands are above your shoulder.
Yeah, I think he knows. It's just basically your stick has to be off of the ice. You're holding it with both hands.
Ah, gotcha.
But he's right. You hit it with
you
it.
You win, man!
You win.
Great.
Well done. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Vancouver Canucks tomorrow night.
Oh, great. That's my day off.
Ah, nice.
Perfect.
Awesome. Congratulations,
well
man.
Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Oh, I've heard that so many times in my life.
Fort Worth Nursing Home hosted a weekly happy hour. It didn't end well.
But I want to go to that nursing home. They're on the right page, man.
At the beginning of the weekly happy hour, one resident requested a double shot of alcohol in his drink from the nursing home's activity.
You know, I always do that. I found that way you for sure get a strong drink. You know, bars, it's usually kind of watered.
Of course, it's very watered.
Ask for a double right out the gate.
Yeah.
They hook you up.
When the activity director declined, the resident became upset, throwing his drink on her.
Yeah. Oh, that's a much.
And then attempting to grab a bottle of alcohol from her.
Wow.
According to the state's investigation.
And this isn't a rest home.
Yes.
You're supposed to be resting.
The resident had this to say.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk.
I can't see too far and I can't hear too good.
He, that wasn't him. He kicked and scratched the employee.
Oh, come on, dude.
Who was pregnant at the time.
Oh, my God. What a jackass.
The resident then took his shoes off and attempted to hit other people with them.
Well, I didn't even have a drink yet. God, no wonder they didn't give him a double. Damn.
The resident was transported to the hospital for treatment. Mm. And they say they also were serving alcohol to a bunch of patients who their medication, that made it worse for them.
That's pretty much
alcohol and their meds don't mix.
Right.
And they weren't even checking. So maybe you don't want to go there.
I guess not.
Maybe not. It's not for you. That's why we can't have nice things. It's time for what we learned. A robber took money from a Bronx truck driver and pulled his pants off so he couldn't retaliate.
The robber denuded the security guard, right?
Yes.
And his big thing was, well, that way this guy can't chase me. But I think it's just because the guy was hot.
That was just his story. I don't believe it either. Some teenagers broke into the new Clippers new arena, which isn't quite finished. They shot some baskets, sprayed the baskets with fire extinguishers, and got video of the whole thing and posted it on TikTok.
And did anything happen to them as a direct result?
They could get up to 6 months in jail or $1,000 fine.
And they didn't hide their faces on TikTok. Are we learning anything here today?
We are not.
All right. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
I mean, that's some good lyrics.
Yep.
Some damn good lyrics. Love it.
We have a family 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure Park, where you can discover a new kind of happy every time you visit the land.
Here's what you need to do. Grab your phone immediately. Where is it? Where's your telephone? And give us a call. Be caller 25-818-955-KLOS.
And you'll win those tickets.
Yeah,
good luck.
Good luck. Who is this?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Sharon, you're caller 25.
Yes. Ready to go to Disneyland.
You get a family 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure.
And that's so cool.
Oops, sorry.
What's going on with your microphone over there?
I didn't know it was on. We have a family 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland Park or Disney California Adventure Park. Right now, we'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Who is this, Braytel?
Hello, this is Keiko.
Hey, Keiko.
Keiko.
Oh, my God.
You're caller 25. You win.
I have a friend named Keiko. Are you her by any chance?
Yes, probably. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, all right. So you weren't in Gilmore Girls then. Okay.
Sorry.
You got a family 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets.
You win.
My God. Thank you so much.
Have a great time.
Thank you, Will. Thank you.
Kevin, I don't know if you know about this. I'm just finding out about this myself right now. Apparently, someone named Laura, who works at Apples and Oranges, the design and printing and signage place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know Laura?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's always listening to KLOS.
Yeah, she does great work.
She has her work on work. That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Good for you, Laura. You know the Rolling Stones album, Love You Live? They performed 4 of those tracks on this day in rock in 1977. With the exception of a couple special events, the Police played the final concert that they did together from 1984 till 2007 in Melbourne, Australia, and on the Synchronicity Tour on this day in rock in 1984. Bad Religion's A Stranger Than Fiction album, released almost 4 years earlier, was certified gold on this day in rock in 1998.